Michigan Democrats are pinning their hopes on a former state lawmaker to unseat Republican incumbent Tim Walberg in the 7th Congressional District next year. Pam Burns is a former state rep and House Speaker pro tem from Chelsea. She's an attorney and a small business owner. Most recently, she's been living in China as the executive director of the University of Michigan Shanghai Jiao Tong University Joint Institute. Announcing her candidacy back in July, she said, quote, "Washington is broken, and Tim Walberg is part of the problem. He puts special interests in corporations ahead of middle-class Michigan families." Pam Burns is here in the studio to discuss her candidacy. Welcome to Current State, Pam.
Thank you. Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Well, I have to come out guns a-blazing here.
Okay.
I think Congress is polling perhaps worse than dogfighting endodontists right now. And we haven't even gotten to the fiscal cliff and the possible shutdown.
I know.
Why on earth would you want to join one of the least popular, most vilified groups in America?
Well, I've always liked challenges. There's no doubt about it. You know, I was a friend of the court, a road commissioner, and these were not popular jobs either, and I did family law. So maybe I like the challenge. Maybe I want to be able to help people. And so that's why I decided to run.
When you announced your candidacy back in July, you criticized Tim Walberg, as I mentioned, as part of the reason Washington is broken, and accused him of partisan politics that push special interest in corporations before working families. How has he done that exactly?
Well, I think his voting record has proven that. But also, what I'm about is bringing the people to the table and finding solutions to the problem, not taking a certain stance and then just saying no to everything. I think that tends to be more negative. I'd like to be more positive and try and move things forward.
So you're looking at the word might be compromise.
Well, I like to say solution.
Okay.
Because that's what we need to be doing. I think people are, and I think this is what the polling has shown, that the people are really fed up with the gridlock that's in Washington. And part of that is because people are not listening to each other. They're not trying to work together. You know, when I was the Speaker pro tem, I changed the table in my office from a large rectangular one to a round one.
I read that.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and that's because that way you're all facing each other and you're trying to work things out.
So tell us why you're different. How will voters know that you won't just replace one kind of partisan politics with another?
I think you have to look at the track record. Again, Mr. Walberg has a record of saying no. He was known as Mr. No when he was in the state legislature. And it's been pretty much the same thing. I mean, 40-plus-some votes to repeal Obamacare. You know, that's not moving our country forward. So I think what my track record is working in a bipartisan fashion, if there are people on the other side of the aisle willing to do that, and to find the solutions. There has always got to be common ground with people.
What issues will you be focusing on in your campaign?
Foremost in my mind is agriculture and transportation. Agriculture, because we have got a very rich agricultural base here. And having spent some time overseas, I know that the people there want our product. We have got quality products here, and we have to find a way to get our products over there. And transportation. As you know, I was chair of transportation committee when I was in the House and was a road commissioner. So I have a real understanding of the need for supporting our infrastructure. We need it for, you know, the economy. It's dependent upon having a sustainable infrastructure.
Regarding agriculture, do you care to comment on the farm bill volleying back and forth and what's going on in Congress right now?
Well, it's my understanding that the SNAP funding was cut by the Republicans, which is, I believe, $40 billion of aid to people who really need it. And this is the first time this has been done. And I don't think that's very responsible at all.
Tim Walberg's been elected 3 times now from the 7th District. Mm-hmm. And the district's been redrawn to favor Republicans even more since he beat Kurt Haskell last year. What's your plan to win the district?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with what those statistics are. First of all, when Mark Schauer lost in 2010, it was by a very slim vote. In 2010, as we know, was a horrible year for Democrats. And I don't know Mr. Haskell, but I don't think he there was a really strong campaign. And even with
he was
that,
outspent 10-1.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think the point is that the base, it may be slightly Republican, but when I first ran for the state house in Washtenaw County, the western part of Washtenaw County, I had the same numbers. But I was able to attract the independent voters, the moderate Republicans, and I believe I'm going to be able to do that again.
And Can you reveal a little of your strategy? Where are your anchors in the district? Where are you kind of focusing your energy? Where do you think, anyway?
Well, as I started my seven-county swing a couple weeks ago, we went to every single county. We had met a lot of people at the different coffee houses around the district. And just listening to people, I think they want somebody to listen to them. I have gotten the understanding after this tour and talking with people that the current representative is really not being a representative. And I think that's the foremost function of this position.
You're listening to Current State on WKAR. I'm Joe Lindstroth, sitting in for Mark Bayshore today, speaking with Pam Burns. She's a former state rep and House Speaker pro tem and is currently the Democratic candidate for Congress in Michigan's 7th District. You spent some years in Lansing, as I just mentioned.
I did. But
you've also recently said that name recognition is one of your biggest problems. How are you overcoming that?
Well, I'm just getting started, obviously. I've only
right.
been on the campaign
yeah.
trail for a little bit less than 3 months, 2.5 months. So what we will be doing is going out more and more into the districts, into the counties, and meeting with the people. So, it's just one-on-one and, meet and greets and getting to know the people, going to Farm Bureau meetings, going to chamber meetings, letting people know who I am.
What accomplishments while you were in the state legislature are you most proud of?
There's several of them. One is the chair of transportation. I was able to nurture through the Airtropolis legislation, which had to do with the economic development around Willow Run and Detroit Metro airports for increased economic development there. Also, I worked across the aisle to develop and pass the cottage food bill. The cottage food bill allows small entrepreneurs and people to go to farm markets and sell their products, certain products, without having to go through a certified kitchen. So that was a major accomplishment. And when I go around to farm markets now and I tell them, I help, with this farm, the cottage food bill, they just couldn't thank me enough because it's helped them a lot. It brings extra money to the families that need it.
I think there's one vote I want to talk to you about that maybe some folks on both sides haven't forgotten. You were one of 14 Democrats back in 2010 who joined the House Republicans in a vote to pass legislation which increased teacher requirement premiums and removed any guarantee of retirement health benefits. Care to address that decision? There was some fuzziness.
Oh,
I
certainly remember.
Political
and
action
I,
committee
as I
getting
recall,
involved.
It was to have the teachers put 3% into a health care trust. And I think now they're paying 20%, I believe. I've been out of the country, but that's my understanding. So I think maybe we were just a little ahead of our time.
So you haven't been getting any flack so far since you've been back on the campaign?
Oh, no. Okay. Not at all, because they realized that was just a little hiccup. But and I do want to just take this opportunity to say that I have listened to Current State from its very beginning when I was in China because of the time difference.
I'm blushing.
Yeah, well, because when you're on 6 o'clock in the evening here, it's 6 a.m. over there. So as I'm getting ready for work, I'm listening to Current State all the time. It's great. Just really enjoyed it.
I want to get into your time working in China.
Yeah.
Briefly, we only have a few minutes left. But what lessons will you take to Washington from your experience in Shanghai?
The importance of the American economy and how we need to make sure that we remain the leaders in the world. And that's where I think about the infrastructure. And that's where I realized that we need to be dealing with these other issues that are going on, that the world looks at our Congress, and we have a reputation to uphold. And that's what I'm bringing.
President Obama, according to commentators across the spectrum, it has been struggling. We can argue to what level. What do you make of the administration's woes or the issues that President Obama's been dealing with?
Well, I believe that what's happened is that the Republicans have become so bitter that their agenda is all targeted at the president. This whole thing about rejecting Obamacare and everything is trying to discredit him. And in the meantime, our economy is suffering, the middle class is suffering, and we need to be paying attention to job growth rather than trying to attack the president.
Real quick, just a little bit of your history. I think it's really interesting. You grew up. You grew up as a Republican.
I did.
Household.
I did.
You had Republican parents. You were
yeah.
Republican yourself as a young person.
Yeah.
What influenced the evolution of your political beliefs?
Oh, I think the Vietnam War, Kent State. I just remember when Kent State happened. which was way before your time, but it was very relevant to me at the time. And just the evolution. Yeah, I was a Rockefeller girl growing up. But if you brought Rockefeller back now with his beliefs, they would be extremely liberal in the Republican camp. And I don't even think you'd be welcome in the Republican camp. But he was a person who cared about his state. He cared about the people with that safety network. And he was very progressive.
And lastly, we just have less than a minute, and this is a big question, but, you know, middle class has been talked about a lot, the inequality gap.
Right.
If you were to go to Washington, what sort of efforts would you look to address boosting up the middle class here in America?
Education. Number one in my mind is education, and that's the takeaway that I have from being overseas, that there is a strong emphasis and value by the families for education. And we need to be really bolstering our K-12 system with adequate courses in STEM areas. And I really think we should be doing more with foreign languages early on. I think children should be learning Spanish. They should be learning Mandarin. They should be learning French. That should be required.
Well, Pam, we could talk for the whole rest of the show, but it's a long campaign. We still have over a year, and we do hope to have you back as this campaign goes along. Pam Burns is a former state rep and House Speaker pro tem, and is currently the Democratic candidate, or a Democratic candidate for Congress in Michigan's 7th District. Thank you, Pam, for joining us.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.